We're going to celebrate the Lord's Supper. Jesus said to us, as he sat at table with his disciples, took the bread and the juice, pointed it out as symbols of his crucifixion. This is my body which is broken for you. This is my blood which is poured out for you. The new covenant, this new contract, binding agreement between God and man. My blood seals the new covenant. Not the blood of bulls and goats, but the blood of the Son of God, become human to give his life a ransom for people. He says, I'm not going to drink the fruit of the vine again until I drink it anew with you in the kingdom. And so this is a looking back to the cross, to fix our eyes on the simplicity of the gospel, that I belong to Jesus because he died for me. That's it. It's that simple. I'm trusting in not myself, I'm trusting in his finished work. He died for me to make me his own. His body was broken, his blood was poured out as a sacrifice for my sin on that cross. So I look back where my forgiveness was purchased. And I also look forward, because he says, I'm going, but I'm coming back. He says, I'm not going to drink the fruit of the vine again. He says, he's the one, he's the Lord of the feast who made the best wine. And he says, I've got a feast prepared for you in heaven. I'm coming back to bring you where I am. I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm going to prepare a party for you. We're going to celebrate together. But I'm waiting for you. And so this is a looking back to the cross. This is a looking forward to the consummation. We're the bride. We're betrothed to the bridegroom. We're anticipating his return. We're anticipating the consummation of the wedding celebration, when we get to see him not through a veil, not through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Does that stir your heart with joy? That's what this is about. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll serve you. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you're simply embracing the gospel, Jesus died for me, and so I belong to him. He's forgiven my sins at the cross, and now I'm his. You're invited, you're welcome to remember with us the cross, to anticipate the coming. He's coming back, church. It's not too far away. I pray it's not too far away. He's coming back for us. He's eager, more eager than we are, I think. I hope this stirs in our heart an affection for him. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for the once for all sacrifice that you gave yourself on the cross for our sins, to bring us near to God. Thank you for taking our sins in your body on the cross and paying the price in full, leaving nothing left for us to do other than to cry out for you for mercy, to extend your mercy to us. Thank you. You didn't lie when you cried out, it is finished. There's nothing we can add. And thank you for the hope that you put in our hearts, that our bridegroom is crazy about us, and he's eager for the wedding day, and he's preparing a great feast, and he's coming back to take us to be with him forever. Oh, let that stir our hearts, and let our affections be single. Help us now to remember you, to anticipate you, to worship you, Jesus. It's for your glory. Jesus, what we hold in our hands right now is astounding. That you, God from all eternity, would come down and become one of us, so that as a human you could die in our place. back to the cross with wonder and worship. Thank you. His body broken for you. Take it. We look back to the cross where his blood was poured out to wash away our sins, to make us new. And we look forward to when we will drink it anew in his kingdom. His blood shed for you to drink.